With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Voters in Michigan will cast ballots for the Republican and Democratic candidates for president next week. In the 80th State House District, which includes most of Allegan County, voters will also be electing a new representative. The seat in the State House has been vacant since Cindy Gamrat was expelled in September. Mary Whiteford is the Republican candidate for the 80th State House District. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Gordon. Good morning.
Good morning.
You'll have to bear with my voice. I just got over the flu.
Well, sorry to hear that. I hope you're recovering well. I want to start off with the issue of gun violence, because that hit home in Kalamazoo just over a week ago. Do you favor any changes in the state law that you think could prevent a tragedy like what we saw in Kalamazoo just over a week ago?
You know, that's a really, really great question. For years, I've been watching the gun violence, and almost every time we hear that it's somebody who has a mental illness. So I got on my county community mental health board, I represent our county at the regional level as well, to try to figure out what is going on, why aren't people getting help. I think we cannot change our laws. We have to raise awareness. We have to be able to intervene when people are in crisis. We have to be the ones who answer the phone when a family member is concerned and doesn't know where to go, because it's very hard to get help. And I'm going to keep pushing and pushing for raising awareness for community, for mental health issues, and helping people find resources to help their loved ones.
You mentioned, you said, we have to intervene. Who is it that intervenes for someone and steps in when somebody does display some signs of mental illness?
This is what's really hard. And I know from a personal experience, one of my children was having a very hard time, and I was worried about their life. I called our community mental health number, the hotline, and they said, well, you don't have Medicaid, so we can't help you, but go to the emergency room. Well, here's a mom who's been watching their child gradually struggle. And I said to myself, why would I go to the emergency room and waste valuable resources there? Another thing is that insurance didn't cover 50% of my children's health care, even when they did get help. So that's a big issue. When a family member finally reaches out for help, or if somebody who has mental illness who finally reaches out for help and they hear no right away, or they hear something, somebody say, well, go to an emergency room, and you think to yourself, this isn't an emergency room. They're not dead and dying on the floor. So it's a very important issue, and it's very important to be able to have a resource for families when they do reach out and take that chance. So changing laws isn't going to stop a mentally ill person from getting a gun. And there's no law that is going to be able to stop this. We have to be realistic in how we intervene.
Could you change the laws, though, regarding what health insurance covers regarding mental illness? Would that be something?
I believe in mental health parity. I think mental health is physical health. One great thing that's happening in our state right now is the integration of physical and mental health, so that, for example, in our community mental health in Allegan County, we are working on a way to integrate both physical and mental health. So if somebody comes in to get help for their mental illness, they can also get evaluated for high blood pressure, for weight, for being sick. And it combines it together instead of saying we have two silos, one silo of mental health, one silo of physical health. The more that we integrate, the more that we make this a combination issue for people, the better we're going to be able to serve the people of our county and our state.
If you were in the legislature...
I was going to say, we had a retreat a couple weeks ago with my community mental health, and that was the one issue that I told everybody, we need to be the one-stop shop. You get a phone call, and you find somebody a resource. You don't say no.
If you were in the legislature right now, what sort of answers would you want to hear regarding the lead contamination of water in Flint?
I'm a nurse. I've got a Bachelor of Science. I believe that we need to be fact-based, science-based, and go after wherever there's high lead levels, go wherever you have children who have lead in their blood, any at all is bad. You need to get in there and make water safe for people. And it's not just in Flint. We need to address it all over our state. A lot of times, communities, they're only required to have their lead levels tested every 3 years. Maybe that's something that needs to be reevaluated. More frequent testing in high, older homes, older communities where there's a concern there may be those lead lines. So as a legislature, I think that's really important to look at specifics, not generalities.
There has been this release of emails from the governor's office. This has all been voluntary, but it has led some sort of good government groups to question whether or not we need to change the Freedom of Information Act requirements in the state of Michigan. In about 40 seconds or so, can you tell me, do you think it would be a good idea to make the governor's office and the legislature that you're running for subject to the Freedom of Information Act in the state?
Absolutely. It's taxpayer money. Anywhere that taxpayer money goes, we have got to be transparent to the people who of our state. I believe that every single check that gets written out of the Treasury, we should have a list that's accessible by the people of our state to see where our state money's going. Anything that happens behind doors, if it's being funded by taxpayers, which our government is, people need to be able to have that information. It just makes sense to me. I'll always be transparent in this role, and that's one of the things that I promise. And then I will do my very best anytime I have an opportunity to make sure that information gets out to the taxpayers.
Okay.
I will do that, and I will be transparent.
We will have to leave it there. And Mary Whiteford, thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks, Gordon. Have a great day.
Mary Whiteford is the Republican candidate for the 80th State House District, which includes most of Allegan County. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.